Well, good morning. 8:11, Brock Hunter.
Hey, what's up, man?
Good morning.
Good morning, baby.
Oh, no.
Arnold, you do it.
Some people were doing it last night in Lee.
Arnold, do it. Come on.
Come on, hit the ball. We're waiting.
You see, you're not the only one who can do a good Arnold. We all can.
Everybody does the Arnold. Come on.
Anyway.
We've been bitching a lot this morning, haven't we? I was just thinking about that. You and I woke up this morning on the left side of the wrong side of the bed.
Must have, yeah. It's just, you know what? We're allowed to bitch, and at least we don't do it on air all the time. You know, we bitch sometimes on air, but usually what we do is we vent to each other back and forth, and we get on air, we're like, hi, everybody, welcome to it. Everyone's in a good mood. Yeah.
Hey, see, you know, I think I figured this out, Brock. Listen, hear me out on this. Am I wrong by saying this? So, when I post on Facebook, it's usually positive. It's always like something like, you know, funny or, you know, trying to be funny, I guess. Mm-hmm. It's something positive because I think I get all my rants out here in the morning show.
Yeah,
so like all the negative stuff I get to just bitch at on air. What? And then when it gets to Facebook, it's like, yeah, all right. Mine's clear.
You gotta let it out, man. You can't. It's very cathartic to just let the rage out. All right. So whether it's just going in your backyard and screaming at the top of your lungs, or
what's weird,
talking with a buddy. Yeah, that's why we got
it. It's typically about Facebook, is what I bitch about.
Yeah.
Wow. It's a big circle, man.
It's very cathartic. It's good to do. Otherwise, you just let it bubble up and then you snap, and that's when you have an aneurysm at 55 and you just drop dead because you let it build. You let the rage build. Not me, man. Not me. Bitch all the time.
Let it out.
Let it out. Speaking of letting it out, I don't know, segue. It's time for your WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Your best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie? Love the crew over there at Smith Indoor Garden to get you taken care of. Hey, calm down, man. It's just a Happy Meal. It's just a Happy Meal.
Will somebody get the kid a Happy Meal?
A 36-year-old James Springer went to a McDonald's in Northern Virginia on Saturday morning and wanted to order a Happy Meal. But it was too early to get one. It was just before 10 a.m., and most McDonald's don't start serving lunch until 10:30. So they told him that he could only get breakfast, and he responded by threatening to execute everyone in the restaurant.
Lord.
I will murder everyone here.
I'm talking scorched earth, MFers.
He was gone by the time cops got there, but while they were talking to witnesses, they got another call about a driver pointing a gun at someone while trying to merge into traffic.
Oh, dude.
So the cops left and responded to that incident. Then they got another call from the same McDonald's after James came back. It's not clear if he went back to the McDonald's to hurt anyone or if he was just serving lunch by then and he wanted the Happy Meal. Luckily, the cops returned to arrest him before anything else happened. He's facing charges for disorderly conduct and four counts of brandishing a weapon.
I'd like to address both sides of the situation. I'm going to start with the criminal, all right?
Okay.
Can't be doing that, man. You can't be going to the McDonald's over a Happy Meal and, you know, threatening people's lives.
Well, somebody get you to the Happy Meal!
You can't do that.
Can't do that. On the other side, the people working at the fast food joints, people get very angry if you screw up. I'll raise my hand. You know, I can bite my lip and walk away. But some people, I'm telling you, you got to be careful. If you miss the sauces or you give somebody a wrong meal, I don't know what it is about fast food, but if you mess with people's food, they tend to just snap. It's just a thing. That's how it is.
I don't know. I don't get too mad. What kills me is waiting. That's the only thing that kills me. Like, if you forget something, I'll just go back through and I'll be like, oh, hey, sorry, you forgot to throw this in. That's fine. I go about my day. They're busy. They got it. What kills me is if I go to a fast food joint
the line
is slow. That's what kills me, because if I wanted slow food, I'd go home and make it. But I'm doing the fast food thing, so you got to keep it moving rapid. You got to do it. See, I don't get mad about the forgetting stuff and everything like that anymore. Because here's the thing. I don't do my job perfectly all the time. I screw up. I forget things. Sometimes people have off days. Who knows? And also then going there and yelling at someone for, you know, something as simple as that. I don't know. I don't see the point. Yeah, it's frustrating because I got to pull back around. And it's like
frustrating.
I paid for it.
Yeah, but I guess I can kind of see your side. But, dude, I mean, the task at hand isn't rocket science.
No,
just saying. You're organizing food and making sure you get sauces with the right, you know.
To be fair, though, Hunter, neither is our job. Our job isn't rocket science, and I screw it up sometimes.
Yeah,
What if I got yelled at for every time I forgot to get on air after a song ended, huh?
You'd be fired all the time.
Exactly. I had some guy calling bitching me about a commercial the other day. And I'm like, what, dude, it's not, I'm just playing the thing. I didn't put it in there. It's just there. Like, come on, man. So, I don't know.
All right.
Long story short, don't threaten to murder people over a Happy Meal. I think that's what we can chalk it up to. It's called a Happy Meal, not a murder meal.
Murder meal. Right. Give me one of the murder meals.
I will murder everybody in here.
Somebody get this guy a Happy Meal.
Will somebody get the kid a Happy Meal?
All right. That is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.